Very well. Now, I'm going to propose, before we leave
the
John, you have about 3 minutes.
Yeah, I just want to propose that we try to move to a vote on Sherman's motion because we have James to deal with. And if we can't move to a vote, we take one more for, one pro, one con, and go to a vote. Okay, the question is called for. Is there a second? It's been moved to second. It's called for the question. This does not vote on the merits of the motion, but only to close the debate. Those in favor of calling the question, raise your red card.
Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Opposed? 1. Okay, the question has been called for. We move directly to a vote. Yes, I will read it. Motion on results of IPC election. Whereas the ground rules for the election of 4 representatives of collectives to the IPC changed in the middle of the election process, and whereas 2 of the collectives nominated more than 1 individual to represent their collective, and whereas the collectives vary in size and therefore have an unequal number of votes, be it resolved, moved, that if the results of the current election of the 4 collective representatives to the IPC are skewed, and any one collective has more than skewed.
I think skewed is correct, Don.
No, I think it is true. I feel screwed. Okay, skewed. And any one collective has more than one member elected, that FTV be used to replace the additional members or member, and that the remaining 2 seats be given to the next highest vote getters from the 2 other collectives. Debate is closed. We go directly to a vote. Those in favor of the motion, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Wait, I couldn't hear you. Okay. We're voting on the Gluck motion.
Right now, it doesn't have gender.
We're voting on the Gluck motion here around the IEC. Okay, let's vote again because does everyone down here understand what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay, we're voting. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Those in favor of the Gluck motion, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Opposed.
Most of the persons.
1, 2, 3.
The motion is abstention. I'm sorry.
Jim Leslie Harrison Jane.
The motion passes. We're going to go directly now to the Jane Halloran motion, which, correct me if I'm wrong.
I do believe we did violate procedure here.
Okay.
I'm going to
the
balance
concern.
Based on what she said. But
we're going ahead.
Yeah, we voted on something terribly important here.
Oh, this is right. We do have an important rule on listener comment prior. You know what? I'm not going to make that an invalid vote. However, we will hear listener comment on it, but we should wait on the Jane Halloran. We can discuss the Jane Halloran motion, but we are supposed to have it. It's hard to remember that everything we do needs to stop. But out of respect to the listener sponsors, I actually report that comment.
Okay.
Go ahead,
Dave. I just want to say, if after the comment, sometimes the majority of the change their mind is in order to the policy. They require a shift of vote because the numbers require to reverse the action.
That's true. Now, James, we want to put your motion on the floor. We'll wait for listener comment. As I understand, you have moved from the issue of gender on the IPC that 2 women of this LSB be nominated to replace 2 members that were placed there by the local advisory board. In effect, those are Julie Chavez Rodriguez and Earl Grant. Is there anything else to your motion?
That's it.
Is there a second?
It
has been seconded. We're open to discussion. Now, let's see if we can have people who have not spoken as much have priority now. Is there anyone who has not spoken too much who wants to speak?
I have a problem with information.
Okay, let's take that now.
James, is there a real gender imbalance right now?
Yes. Okay, I'll thank you very much. That's enough.
Yeah. Okay. Well, are we at time? We're probably over time.
We are over time now.
Okay, so the chair would entertain a motion to extend this agenda item 5 minutes.
So moved.
It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Also, we take the 2/3, remember that. All in favor of extending the time on this agenda, raise your card.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Opposed.
I'm hoping that we get this one.
1, 2, 3.
Abstention.
Okay, and Bill, are you keeping time? Okay, I think I said 5 minutes. Let's try to get through this quickly. The staff is here. Jim, Marie, and Israel.
He doesn't look a thing like Israel.
I have a question and I have a comment. On the IPC, is it mandated that it follows the working model?
No.
Oh, no?
No.
It's not.
No.
Okay. Then I have my comment. It doesn't work.
What, Ross? No, it doesn't. Ross,
there
what?
There is a position that against their balance requirement.
Okay, right. Then can I ask this of somebody who knows, are we going to meet the gender requirement even if this resolution passes?
No.
We're not. So, now, if that happens, are we going to start taking on listener nominated people to get more women on the IPC?
I
cannot
believe
that.
That's my question. I'd like an answer from somebody who knows. Okay, let's see if the people on the staff know, and then we'll find someone else. It's Marie, Israel, and Grace.
I just wanted to
give
I can pass question on time too. Eva, go ahead.
Okay, thanks.
The old program council part of that resolution was if there's not enough gender balance, that the men will be dumped for the women that lived in the role that was nominated and elected. Does that make sense?
All right. Well, will they be?
Marie.
Who gets dumped? The people who just got elected or the people who are already on the council?
It was supposed to be, and Rafael can help me, it was supposed to be on both sides, that not one side takes the hit. So it comes from both sides.
All right.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a very right. Close.
Israel, Greece, and James.
Yeah, I guess my earlier general comments on this issue are more germane now than ever. Namely, if this body has, if the measures have some input from the dimension of this matter, at the very least, we ought to have some safeguards to be sure every time. At the very minimum, I'm still raising the question, what is our relationship and our jurisdiction? But for the moment, on this particular issue, I would be against simply doing it by any sense of how I want it to be. And I want to raise this issue before I find and make any amendments. I think it's really quite important. I think I'll vote against it as it is now. If there's no other reason than that.
Just three, then James, then Eva.
Although I would be in favor of this motion, I'm wondering, is it illegal being that a person is not allowed to run or win both the program council and on the LSC? Is there an objection to somebody being both on the LSC and on the program council?
They can run, but they can't hold the
office. No. I can clarify that just briefly. The IPC was not created by this body, but was created by the old local advisory board. And that motion included membership from the LAB on the IPC. So James' motion is really dealing with the old lab members. Now they would be LSC members. And as long as I am speaking, Israel, at a later date, this body needs to talk about length of terms and tenure. That's a separate issue, but I am very sympathetic to your concerns. All right.
Doc,
are you finished? Great. Let's be a... Are you finished? All right, good. I mean, not good, but thank you.
Yeah, I actually, Grace, that's what I wanted to, one of the two things I wanted to address. The reason for this is the whole spirit of the three members, which were Julie, Earl, and Tom, were to represent this body. But they were from the lab, so they were representing a defunct body. The second reason is to endeavor to keep as much of the IPC that was elected and reconfirmed in Venice in place and not bumped off for gender balance, but to find gender balance in other areas.
Thank you. And Eva? We have about 1 minute on this agenda item, so we need to really...
I think you answered it partly, that the relationship has to be defined as later on. But just to clarify, the program council was formed by management and the LSB previously. And so we had LSB representatives on the program council, which meant that the body was represented as part of the program council. And I think that's what Jane is trying to do, is to have LSB members onto the program council representing the body.
Thank you. And finally, Bill.
No, I'm just saying we have 1 minute left.
Okay. Thank you.
One quick follow-up.
Okay.
One quick follow-up. Namely, I think it's only fair that anybody who either is bumped or asked or not, that should be in writing in both ways. So no one should be told that they're not on or assume they're not on unless in writing they say, I don't want to be on or I can't.
Yeah,
and
just for clarity.
That's security.
Okay, just for clarity, Earl's grant clearly is not a functioning member and does not want to be.
Right.
Julie Chavez Rodriguez has made it clear she does not want to be.
Right.
So it's not like these two people are being bumped by
right.
this motion. All right. Seeing no. Oh, wait.
Great. I call the
question. All right. Question is called for. There's no need if there's no further discussion. Seeing no further discussion, we can go directly to a vote. Does anyone need the motion? Green, red?
No.
No. Okay. Those in favor of Jane Howard's motion, raise your red card. Public comment. I'm so sorry. Okay, thank you very much. This always throws me because I want to get to what I'm doing. You guys need to speak. Now, we have done the IPC. Now, before Eva leaves, town hall meeting would be next on the agenda. Town hall meeting. It's agenda item 9 on your agenda, mandated by the bylaw screening and ad hoc committee. Town hall meeting. We open agenda item 9, which has been moved up to 5. Town hall meeting.
Can we have this one?
Pardon me?
Can we have this one?
Well, you know, we're supposed to have public comments pretty much next, but we want to do this before Eva leaves. But let's remember that we have a tolerant motion that we have to vote on.
We have
others to vote on.
Point of order. Didn't we agree to have the discussion about the PNB as soon as another director arrives?
This is true. Here's the point. The director, Donna, you're staying until the end of the meeting, right?
How long is that?
We're ordering dinner. And Eva has to leave, she said at 12:30. So we're trying to accommodate Eva at this point because the PMV directors are going to stay until the end of the meeting. Am I making sense for you?
I'm not sure why Eva needs the town hall meeting before she leaves at all, except that
she's eager for it.
I have a recommendation in terms of dates that's going to come.
Okay, we're going to open the agenda item. Town hall meeting is number 9 on your agenda. This agenda item is open. The chair recognizes Eva George.
I have a recommendation on this. I think that there was a motion on a proposal on it. Our fundraiser is in October, So if he schedules the call meeting in the third week of October, the station won't be able to promote it. That's the important thing. And then we have a fundraiser November 5th. So for me, it was just the issue of not conflicting with dates so that we can adequately promote the town hall meeting. My recommendation would be for the second week in November for the town hall meeting.
Thank you. The chair will recognize others for discussion. We're mandated by the bylaws to have town hall meetings for this responsibility.
What would the year be from when you received it? Because then you would have until March. I would think the year would be when you received it. It wouldn't make sense otherwise.
Coordinator with a task force from the board in parentheses, we want to better business.
Jeffrey will be in San Jose, Angeles, and Manuel S. Fernando will be the district coordinator with the board, along with other members. The board district task force should consist of between 3 and 5 board members, and the task force can then decide how many additional members they will need, including listeners and possibly programmers and staff members. The LSD will request, at a minimum, that the TV be at one of these and the GM be at the other. We also request that the meeting be advertised on the air frequently and that a person from the task force who is not running for the LSD be interviewed on the air for each meeting in order to get as many listeners as possible to the site. So that's the motion. And I thought I'd pass it out to you.
All right, I have a copy of my stuff. It's at the very top. It says Town Hall Meeting and Resolution. So I don't know if others can find it in their paperwork. Now, is there a second?
It provided
All right, the member can continue. We're going to ask if you're not going to interrupt that person speaking.
I'll start again. I'm against this because it's much too specific and it has not come from any kind of colloquy by the board. I suggest that we use the model that we use for our country.
Yes.
That would appoint a group from whatever, however we do it on the board, to discuss it, and set a time target that Eva set, and that we gather a group, a smaller group, to discuss the ramifications, the parameters, the so on and so forth, of the, excuse me, Mr. Chair, the same member is attempting to bully the nature of the conversation by making a motion after everything I said was extract or whatever. It's a comment and it's inexcusable.
Okay. We'll ask that there be no kind of intimidation of words, and go right into it.
Is that it? Okay. That's an example, one example of why I think it's a mistake to rush pell-mell into this. I think that we can, at the next meeting, have a committee formed that will present us with something that we all agree on. And I think that it's not going to be an easy road to this, and it's not going to be a happy conclusion. And there is enough time to do that, and especially without now we've delayed it for a month.
No.
And that's the proper way, not just one member coming up and coming in particularly. I don't even know the other person, but I do know one. And so that's my proposal. That we table this for that, not table the motion that we defeated, that in place of that, that we come up with a formula in the same spirit that we did the last one, and that we come up with a plan and have it likely in the same communities, but nonetheless that being one collective process.
Okay, just for clarity, your substitute motion is to create an ad hoc on-call committee out of the board, which will then relate to Mr.
Yes, and I want to say that this issue was discussed at the Obvious Committee, and all four of the board members on the Obvious Committee were very enthusiastic about being part of this.
Okay, is there a second for the substitute motion?
The second.
So we have substitute motion to the main motion. Now let's be discussing the substitute motion because it will be dealt with first. The stack Jane and then Harris.
Okay. While I find that Lawrence and Manny are terrific and I'd like to see them active in anything that we do in this community and station, I think that this is over the top. We need two town meetings. The point of town meetings is to get feedback from listeners around and in all the different communities that are voiceless and voiced. The point is to get two town hall meetings, get them before the first of 2005, and the board, along with any listener who would like to be a part of an ad hoc group that I must admit, I think it's got the right idea here to have an ad hoc group. And that's the way we go. This is too much. It's too specific. Yeah, we should have it in East LA. We should have it. Let's see what we can get before we start ordering, before we start to get even more militaristic than we already are.
Harris.
I want to speak generally about democracy and how we can have some.
We're all going to have some.
I want to point out that that the attendance at our meetings is declining, not only from the listener sponsors, but from the board itself. And I think the clear reason for that is that we are changing the dates of our meetings, and we are not giving anybody an opportunity to prepare. When we were in Long Beach, activists came before us and said, if you had given us sufficient warning, we could have promoted this event and there would have been a lot of people there. I think that we need to recognize that we have been negligent and we have not prepared for this town hall meeting that we must do something about in the near future. We need to get this process underway as soon as possible. We need to make sure that we fulfill the promise of the democracy that we have put in place. That doesn't mean that people who are elected should be able to decide everything on the basis of what they want. What it means is that we need to involve people. We need to make sure that people come to these meetings. I want to point out that our on-air announcements of these meetings have not encouraged people to attend. We needed to
30 seconds.
We needed to tell people that they were not only what it possible for them to attend, but give them some reason for attending this meeting. We could have pointed out that candidates that are going to run might benefit by attending, and I know that several are here, and that's wonderful. But there are a lot of people who intend to run for the board who didn't realize that it would be important to come. I also would like us to think about having some events after our meeting. If we said, and there are a number of talented people associated with KPFK who would like to have an opportunity to showcase their talent after our meeting.
Thank you. A time check on this agenda. Let's see.
Briefly, I would support the substitute motion, and particularly if he adds that the planning committee may involve listeners who attend the first meeting or notify the committee of their intention to be on the committee.
Of course.
Yes. That's involving listener sponsors is absolutely
rich. If they can be voting members of this committee under this term, I have no problem with it.
Any other discussion?
Great Israel Jim,
and then we're going to try to go to a vote.
I would like to speak in support of Jim's motion, even though I think it's somewhat flawed. It's extremely specific that two town hall meetings are too close together. However, this proposal will allow us to have two town hall meetings this year, which I think is a big positive. I am also in favor of an ad hoc committee being formed to start planning town hall meetings for next year, which I feel should have a lot greater geographical diversity to them. But because I don't think that an ad hoc committee would be able to get it together to have town hall meetings in 2004, I would be strongly in favor of Jim's motion. As long as you agree, assuring Jim that the two people are willing to do the work.
Yes, I talked to
him.
Okay. Israel.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that associate consultant there can find comments about the need for adequate notice of our meeting to get people out. And also, there needs to be some motivation for people to even come. I mean, is there something at the meeting or the event which is of interest to people? You never say there's a meeting, but after a while, somebody can get a whole time the same old thing. And the same thing is mine, really even stronger for a town hall.
Yeah.
if this is merely a case of amending marginally present, not a derogatory kind of amending of the same thing we hear from the sentence of the same people over and over again, it is not directed to anybody, including those very people.
Yeah.
So it's important that we have a clear case of what the nature of the town hall is. That isn't to say the church describes it in any undemocratic way, but people know what they're getting into, and it lives up to those expectations, and then it's well noticed. So that people are more than it's not other than for the same thing with the same people.
Right.
Very crucial,
thank
I
you.
Would say.
And finally, Jim. Alright. If you read the section, it says, to conduct town hall style meetings at least twice a year, devoted to hearing listener views, needs, and concerns. That's why I designed this the way I did. Okay, I'm a little bit sick and tired of this one talking about we all the time. Okay, I mean, I'd like to talk about them once in a while. Okay, the other point I want to discuss is how long did it take to be retrieved to be organized from when it was first discussed to when it came on? It was a period of several months, which we don't have in this case. And this isn't for 24 people. This is supposed to be for hundreds of people. Okay, the specific reason that I put in those two areas is very simple. Okay. I was not very happy with the results of the LSD election. Okay? I don't think this is a very ethnically diverse LSD. So that's why I wanted to put in those two areas. Alright?
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, that we don't want.
Just timekeeping. So, we cannot go to a vote on this before we have listener comments. But keep in mind that we have a substantive motion, then we have the main motion. Now, that will end that agenda item, but does not, of course, eliminate the fact that we have a vote that must come up. We have gone a long period of time without listener comment. It is actually in the agenda at agenda item 8. But we are now, we covered some of that material in there. My suggestion is that we do the PMB and then go, well, no, PMB, no, an elevator, because that's very short. And then go to listener comment, possibly for 30 minutes. Yes.
I think that this is summer, we have to take a break. We're not taking a break. We're going to be 2 hours.
Okay. Why don't we see if we have consensus?
No, the question is, I think that we have mandated that we take a break, that we should not take a break.
Oh, did we?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then that clears it up. I may have missed that meeting. Okay. Then should we take a break? The Mercado La Paloma has beautiful restaurants and also just drinks and so on. Juices. Give me a time right now. What time is it right now?
1 o'clock.
It's 1. We will reconvene at 1:10. 1:10? 1:15? Okay, now let me ask this. Is there any objection on the board now to a recess until 1:15? Seeing none, we're in recess until 1:15, but we will start sharply at 1:15.